This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Upon us, in case you haven't noticed that yet, 7 after the hour, the 28th of June. Jennifer, guess what? Next week, it'll be July. It's going to be the 4th of July.
July 4th.
July 4th is, that's a Wednesday, next Wednesday.
It is, yeah? Wednesday.
I know.
Wednesday.
That doesn't feel right.
What are people doing?
I mean, I know we're here, but what do businesses do when it's on a Wednesday? Because normally you get a Monday off and a long weekend. Are people doing extended long weekends?
I know some companies that just, there is a tire company that I do business with on the farm, and doesn't make any difference. It used to be a big fuss and fight about the 4th of July, so he just, that 4th of July week, he gives his employees 2 weeks vacation a year. 4th of July, Christmas. Got the whole week off. Don't want to hear any complaints. See you later.
That's not bad.
That's the way of doing it. Yeah, exactly. Yes, we will
regular,
be here live
like, businesses
on the 4th
are doing,
of July.
Though.
Yeah, what regular businesses are doing, it depends on
it's
whether it's a service business. Pretty much, they're not the whole week. I think it's hard,
Typically,
it's good.
I mean, for the rule is just Wednesdays off.
Yeah. I think that's probably how most of it will work, because people, well, the people that work in quote-unquote regular jobs, whatever that means, will be off. Certainly, 4th of July week is the most vacationed week of the year. Christmas, the second most vacationed week of the year, and so people plan accordingly, and so if the weather holds up, looks like it's going to be pretty good weather here in New England anyway, around the rest of the country. It'll be interesting to see how it shapes up. Let's get to work here and find out what we can discuss on the TJB show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria would like to charge in with some trending items.
Yes, well, the next school year in Broward County, Florida, which is, of course, where that Parkland shooting happened, they now will have some form of armed guards on staff on every campus and every public school in the entire county. The Broward County School Board voted unanimously to approve the hiring of armed guards for all of the district's traditional public schools that do not already have a school resource officer. Charter schools were not included in the proposal, but they are allowed to do their own thing. The guards will differ from what traditionally has happened with some of the school resource officers in that they will be less expensive to staff and they will not be sworn in officers employed by law enforcement agencies. However, they will still receive their mandatory training from the Broward County Sheriff's Office, which of course we know that that Sheriff's Office, basically, that was a debacle when it came to the Marjorie Stoneham school shooting and how everything was handled before and after. And so I'm not sure if this is the right response, but at least it's a step forward. People seem to be on social media. At least people seem to think that this was the right step forward, and to have more armed guards on schools, on school property. Hopefully this will prevent something like that horrible shooting from happening again, but, you know, you never really can tell, and you really can't predict these things.
Well,
so,
it's they're trying. This is a certain amount of PR.
It's better than nothing, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's but the whole, there, what you do, I guess, is break this down, and this will absolutely work, while this maybe work, while this will maybe give it a shot. It's gradient levels of theater. And so, in some practical ways, there may be some way of protecting children. This, however, doesn't get to the root of the problem. It's a surface it doesn't get at what the real problem is.
Exactly, and I agree with that. But hopefully it will make schools less of a target, and I think that is important. The district will require applicants to have at least a high school diploma or a GED, and they have to have 2 years of law enforcement experience to qualify.
Mm.
I'm not sure. The guy, I know he was pretty maligned, the guy who didn't rush in, that guy. I don't know what his experience level was. Sorry,
what did you say, Jen?
His name is Scott Peterson. He was a deputy. He was a sheriff.
Yeah.
But he was on his way to retirement and chose not to run into the classroom. So that's what's important is that if these guys are going to be here, that they actually respond if there's a problem. But at the same time, think about how many people who don't have alarms still put an alarm sign in their front yard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This would be the same thing. Yeah. By spreading the word that there is someone armed and ready to fight back on campus, that's probably got some value just in and of itself.
One wonders often about the deterrence, the whole business of, you know, you get the death penalty if you kill somebody, or you get life in prison for raping. So does that really deter people? Maybe some, but who thinks about
normal,
especially
people.
If you understand, right, but by definition, the people who do this sort of thing are insane. So they aren't normal, they don't think, they aren't aware, they just do. So at some point in time, access needs to be denied to people who are mentally unstable to any of these quote-unquote tools for protection. That's the mental health aspect of this has still not been dealt with. Nobody's looking that I know of. Maybe there is something, and if there is something going on, it'd be nice to hear about it. But I don't see or hear anybody really dealing with the issue that is most prevalent, the fact that these people are out of their minds. And they ought not to have any access to anything, any weaponry. And so how do we as a society police that?
Well, the good thing is, because of the Parkland shooting or the Marjorie Stoneham shooting, the school, there are a lot of states who have put some, and in Florida is one of them, they've put that emergency contingent on the law books where if people think that someone is a danger, they can go to the court and have a judge remove those weapons from them. Now, that only counts for legally bought weapons, but at least it's something. It's a start. It's one step forward in the right direction. I think all we can do at this point, diagnosing mental illness is so complicated at times, and all we can do is really put in as many fail-safes as possible. And like Jen said, if someone is let's say, a burglar, and they see a sign that says, I've got the Solomon shield in front of my house, maybe they move on to the next house. And if that happens and one house is saved, then maybe that's a good thing. And so having armed guards in all the schools, or having, the emergency... Sorry, that's insane lightning that just happened. or having an emergency order from a judge that removes weapons from a house where someone might be mentally ill. They are steps that can help. They may not solve the problem, but they can help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, mental illness is still a huge deal, and we definitely need to figure out how to treat it and, more importantly, report it so that there's not gun sales that are out of control. But I would tell you that it's hard to define what mental illness is. Do you want it to be, there needs to be due process in a court, because do you want it to be every single person who's on, Lexapro, or or do you want it to be everybody who has shown real issue? I think we have to get more serious about reporting it. So oftentimes people don't want to rock the apple cart, right? They don't want to say, well, there's something wrong with this kid or this person.
Right. People don't want to discriminate.
Yeah,
they need to
I agree
have
with
some
you.
Courage. The other question here, back to the officer himself and that circumstance, that situation, and other situations that police officers are put in. In his case, we mostly think he was a dunderhead. But when you examine or you take apart the role that police officers play in, you hear me oftentimes critical of certain specific circumstances. I don't make a general habit of talking about police officers in mass. It's one person or maybe a few people. But to take stock of what is done by the police, the role of police in troubled neighborhoods, for example, the question comes up, are we asking too much of police officers? In some circumstances, yes, and in some circumstances, no. But the problem is that police have been given a limited set of tools. They aren't trained well enough. They don't get paid well enough. You hear me say that all the time. But they're placed in circumstances where the tools they've been given are either not usable or counterproductive. And I think what we force in some circumstances police in some jurisdictions to do is to perform what the medical people call triage. You know, they got to assess, they corral dangerous people. They do dangerous. There was a circumstance in my neighborhood yesterday where a bunch of police came to gather up a couple of dogs on the state park property because they were out of control. Well, is that something the police ought to be doing? Who else is going to do it?
Were these dogs with owners or strays?
Yeah, the dogs. No. The dogs had owners, but the owners weren't paying attention to them. This is part of the responsibility. People don't think they have. They think they're entitled to let the dogs run in the park. So what happens? Somebody who has there was a dog that killed another dog in the park a week or two ago. And so now there's been more attention on what goes on. Maybe there's a little too much attention. But who do you call when there's a problem? You call the police, right? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there was a speeder going down the street. So the policeman chases a speeder down the street. And this kind of stuff, maybe there's someone who has a medical problem and the ambulance needs an escort to get through town fast. Somebody is abusing drugs. The police are called in on that. Mental illness and tension between police and somebody who's bad. The police are supposed to know how to handle that circumstances.
They do use them as like one-stop
shopping. Through, yeah, right.
Yep.
They're personal concierge when we can't do something.
Well, right? What do we see? But I'm trying to focus a little bit, ladies, on the mental health side of this because mental health institutions are now evolving into, in some circumstances, sort of prisons for people who are deemed not responsible. They ought not to be in society. They've done unsociable things, unacceptable things. So they put them into a mental hospital, but they have police guards at the mental hospital. It goes on. I just think sometimes we think about it.
Well, who should we call, though?
I don't know. We don't have anybody else to call.
Yeah,
well, what about our own? What about personal responsibility, for God's sakes, or family responsibility? If somebody's, I mean, that person who let the dogs, they'll destroy the dogs, but the person, what do you do with the person who is irresponsible? What do you do to legislate responsibility? And that's oftentimes the kicker that the police get involved in with people who don't have any common sense. They don't have any, and we're growing the culture of lack of common sense in this country is pathetic. People just don't, they're clueless to stuff.
Well, how many times, and this is on a micro level, but, you know, how many times have you been to restaurants where you see a little kid running around, the parents aren't paying any attention, and I have literally seen numerous times where the parent has asked the server, oh, hey, just yell at my kid and just tell him to sit down, he'll listen to you. Like, I've seen that happen so many times. Like, wait a second, you don't tell the waiter or waitress to discipline your child, but that's what people do. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is. All right, well, anyway, food for thought, because this forum that we have here is the DJV show is, that's what it's all about. It's for discussion, ideas. You walk away from the conversation with some good ideas, hopefully. 20 past the hour.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's one thing. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Pro frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Change at the hour here on the DJV program. D. Doug, J. Jennifer, B. Victoria. As far as television is concerned, last night, squat from this area, although the children are leaving today, so that may give me a chance to watch. I mean, because it's raining today, I may even go to the movies today.
Oh, maybe, that'd be nice.
Maybe.
Live on the edge.
Yes.
Why not go to the movies today? Or you could actually do something weird. You could stay home and watch some of the TV you've been missing.
Well, that would be
all those NCISs building up.
No, okay. Everybody has their own. Go ahead, have your fun. Meanwhile, what did you ladies watch last night? Oh, you know what I
did
watch?
Gordon Ramsay.
As I went to sleep, I was watching a Shark Tank. That show gets better and better.
It doesn't even matter if you watch the old ones on CNBC.
No,
they're all good.
Right.
Yeah,
they really are. That's a very good concept. And those people, the chemistry is really good. It's just enough of an edge, and you want to smack Mr. Wonderful just enough so that it works.
I like looking up the products that they feature, because so many of them are actually at Bed Bath & Beyond, and they're products that may already be in your house, so you don't even know they started at Shark Tank.
Right. Yeah. They have all done very well.
They should market. That would be a good marketing tool, to put it on the wrapper of stuff.
As seen on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Good idea. All right. What do we have, Jennifer? Did you watch anything last night? You're busy taking care of things at home. So
I haven't watched TV in like 2-3 days.
Really? All right, what about
not
you,
even
Victoria?
Like not even old like CNN
not even
or anything.
A little something.
Just quiet. Yeah.
We just watched the new Gordon Ramsay 24 Hours to Hell and Back last night, and about a Los Angeles restaurant called the Brownstone Bistro that he renovated and redid. It's such a great show.
Do we know where that is, Jennifer? Brownstone Bistro.
They didn't specify where it was. It just said Los Angeles, but it was such a great episode. Really emotional.
I'm thinking it just came into me.
It's like Queer Eye. Makes you cry.
Robertson,
kind of gentrified area there. Yeah.
Yep.
Could be.
All right. So Jennifer, what do we have tonight?
Tonight, VH1's Trailblazer Honors 2018 is on VH1. That starts at 9:30. Also tonight, if you're into those MTV shows, Jersey Shore is getting down to the wire. There's one last drama-packed Sunday meal for the housemates, and there are promised blow-ups ahead. That happens tonight, brand new episode at 8 o'clock, followed by an episode of X on the Beach. Don't know if this is one of your favorite shows, but all of the housemates are back, and
what's it called? X on the Beach?
Yes, drama.
Is that like a nudist beach?
What is that? Might as well be with the way these people dress. But it's it's basically try to follow me here. There are 10 castmates, and each of them have a series of exes in their past, and at any time one could return to the house. So there are people who are commingling together in relationships with two original castmates. Maybe original and an ex get back together, or an original and someone else's ex. So there's always some drama. It's drama. It's an MTV show. So you can
drama
watch
time.
Yeah. At 9 o'clock on MTV, Swamp Mysteries, brand new tonight on History. That's new at 9 o'clock. And Cash Cab. I love that show. I think it's a lot of fun. Sure. On Game Show Network. That starts at 8 o'clock. A new Naked and Afraid tonight on A&E. Or I'm sorry, on Discovery. And then on the networks, there's actually some new programming as well. On CBS, you can catch a new episode of Big Brother at 9 o'clock. ABC is all new tonight. At 8 o'clock, they have a new episode of The Gong Show. 9 o'clock, they have a new episode of Match Game, followed by their new game show, Take Two. That's at 10 o'clock. On NBC, there's a brand new episode of Little Big Shots, two episodes of Marlon, one at 9 and one at 9:30. On Fox, they have a brand new episode of The Four, Battle for Stardom. That starts at 8 o'clock. And that's about it. That's pretty good, though, don't you think, for the network? Works with a lot of new programming.
All right, music news. Mel B has announced that there is going to be a Spice Girls tour. So if you're a fan, and I think the ladies here are fans of getting back together, you're going to hit the road. There have been a lot of rumors and teases and hints. Scary Spice herself asked Mel B confirmed the news. She served as guest host on the fourth hour of the Today Show. So she and Hoda wasn't so sure at first when she asked her, and then kind of came out, I guess, I understand it. So, are you happy about that, ladies? Scary,
yes.
Posh, Baby, Ginger, and Sporty Spice on the road. They were at the Today Show on the Plaza singing, weren't they? Is that kind of...
No, Hoda made her promise that they're going to come back next year.
Oh, come back.
Honestly, none of us really believe it's going to happen until it does. So.
Right. Yeah.
Hoda was smart and got in writing, because all of them, Posh said a few weeks ago that they weren't going to be doing it. They've all been back and forth, so I've got my fingers crossed.
All right. Well, I guess, Jennifer, all of you have. I don't know that it'll make any difference to me, but I'll be excited if you're excited.
You would love it. If we took you to a show, you would love it.
Maybe. All right. So take me to a show. 29
it's
after
like
the hour.
For our generation.
On the TJV show.
Boxing in between rounds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Boxers need a rest in between rounds. You would too. You actually do too. You've argued with loved ones. You've probably even had disagreements that lasted or lingered longer than you'd have liked. And maybe you even threw around the phrases, "We've been fighting all day," or "We're fighting right now," to someone else to describe your interaction when you're currently not even fighting. So my advice? Give yourself a rest in between rounds. Don't call it fighting when you're not actually interacting. Only define it as arguing, disagreeing, or fighting during the exact moments that your disagreement or argument or fight lasts. And if you do that, you might just be surprised to see that not only does avoiding defining your fights in exaggerated ways help your peace throughout your day, it will also help you lessen the intensity of it all while the actual interaction's occurring. For more on healthy communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announces his retirement at the end of next month, President Trump is speaking at a rally in North Dakota, saying whoever he picks to replace Kennedy will hopefully serve for as long as 45 years. The president also saying Kennedy's retirement highlights the need for keeping Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution any way they want to do it, and take away your Second Amendment, erase your borders, throw open the jailhouse doors, and destroy your freedoms.
A group that monitors North Korea claims that nation is still expanding a large nuclear facility. Releasing satellite images, it says, shows infrastructure improvements at the Yongbon site. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
So nice to be with you. It's the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan with a focus on the day, Thursday the 28th. It is Paul Bunyan Day. Who knew about Paul Bunyan before going to school? Did you read the story of Paul Bunyan when you were little? Did you?
No, didn't he have bad feet? He had bunions?
Bunions.
Is that where that comes from? Doug, it's okay. It was just a joke. Bunions are a foot condition.
No, I was just thinking, I have bunions. Or one bunion, anyway.
Yeah. So what is your way to go, Jen? Now we have to talk about Doug's
Now that you started that, bunions.
Is a bunion that like thing that misgrowth in your foot bone?
Yes, it is a on the first toe, created by flat feet and arches that don't work. So I have one
Which
that will have to be.
Sounds odd in and of itself. I'm thinking Fred Flintstone with a with a piece of his foot missing.
I have had I fell into a hole about 10 years ago, and I twisted my ankle. And messed up all the tendons and the muscles and stuff.
I remember that, actually.
Yeah, and I never got it fixed. I just wrapped it up with a nice bandage. So my ankle was is messy, and that's caused my foot to be messy, and it's out of alignment, so the bunion grows. But unfortunately, it has nothing to do with Paul, who we celebrate today. The big lumberjack from American folklore, he and his, remember the blue ox? What was the name of the blue ox, please?
Babe.
Very good.
I don't know any of this, but okay.
Really? You didn't have Paul Bunyan's stories?
You don't learn about Paul Bunyan in school.
No,
so.
But your parents, didn't they read your stories?
You think Fancy Nancy's going to... Now sit down, children. Let's talk about Paul Bunyan. No.
Really?
Disney did a redo of the cartoons, though. Disney would always have them. You know, as part of the daily lineup, you might get a Paul Bunyan. Or Casey at the Bat. That was a big one,
I think
too.
I must have learned about it at school, at the library or something. They must have read the book.
At the library. Kara loves the library.
Okay, well, first of all, elementary school, everyone goes to the library, and if you didn't, then something was wrong with your school.
We had library day Monday at 1 o'clock.
Jesus Christ, Victoria.
We would go to the library.
I love teasing Kara about
Sorry that
library.
I enjoy reading, and then I got an education.
All right, anyway, so Paul Bunyan, according to legend anyway, ladies, we may not get through this, legend has it that he was a logger. He also scooped out the Great Lakes. Babe was thirsty.
What do you mean
his
scooped
ox
out the Great Lakes.
Scooped out the Great Lakes. He dug the Great Lakes so he could water his ox Babe.
Ah.
He cleared the states of North and
so
South Dakota
for farming.
So the
Great Lakes were the home well system of Paul Bunyan.
Yes, they were.
Perfect.
He trained ants to do the logging work. They were carpenter ants.
Well,
of course.
This is obviously why I never learned about him. I guess my childhood stories were more based in reality.
Babe's footprints created Minnesota's lakes. French Canadians were believed to have originated Paul Bunyan during the Papineau Rebellion of 1837. May have been created in Canada, but Paul Bunyan.
It was a big ox, eh?
Legend. All right, so that takes care of Paul Bunyan and my bunions all at the same time. All right, so from there we go to other things like people. In the news, lots of people talking about Anthony Kennedy, the justice from the Supreme Court announcing his retirement. He said at 81, he served on the Supreme Court and has had enough. 1988, he was appointed by Ronald Reagan. He called serving in the federal judiciary and on the Supreme Court the greatest honor and privilege. Well, of course, they're not going to say that. What else are you going to say? So he's often been the swinger. He was on the left of some... of the votes and right side of the others. And so who then becomes the right person? And do you, I think I heard Trump say something like he was going to try to find somebody. As a matter of fact, he asked Kennedy who he would recommend, which I thought was kind of interesting. Has that happened before where a sitting president is going to appoint somebody, ask the guy who's going out what he or who he would recommend? That was pretty
I don't know, but that's a cool thing to do, I think, is ask about a replacement.
Right.
And, you know, I know that, first of all, so many things run through my head when I get this news. First, I think about my conservative friends who were never Trumpers and who said, well, Hillary Clinton is better, is a better risk, or not voting at all is a better risk than Donald Trump, who we don't know if he's going to be conservative enough. Right. Those people should be crazed today because, duh, this would have happened and you would have had a much different outcome. That being said, I think there's a lot of hysteria on the left, and I understand. They think that there's going to be some the rights that are going to be taken away. What's important to note is that people who are good Supreme Court justices do not rule by what's in their heart. They rule by what's in the Constitution. And so what's far more important to me, I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican that gets appointed to this position, but is it someone who's a, who's an originalist, who doesn't think that the Constitution is living and breathing, and who sticks to the law of the land? That person has built-in rights already. So I think if you find a person who respects the Constitution, people should not be worried about any rights lost because the Constitution protects us already.
All right. So what do we think,
yeah, but the,
then?
The scary thing, though, is that Mike Pence has already said that it's going to be a conservative, good, solid conservative judge, and it's already gotten political. And on the left, and you're right, Jen, my phone blew up yesterday with my a lot of my female friends and my gay friends who are worried about gay marriage being overturned, Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Not going to happen.
No,
well, yeah, but you say that, Doug, but, you know...
I do say that.
But,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. And I'm not being... I'm not into conspiracy theories. Yeah. However, there are about 20 states that could absolutely ban abortion completely, knowing that a new judge coming in would back them up. And that is a scary thought. And on the gay rights end of it, you know, my gay best friend is getting married in September, and he's already thinking, is my marriage going to be negated? These are real fears.
I get it.
These are real fears of people.
Well, they're real fears because people let themselves be worked up by things that they think rather than fact.
I know, but it's not, though. Because a cleverly written lawsuit that makes its way to the Supreme Court, we saw what happened with Prop 8. People didn't even understand the language in Prop 8. Look at the damage that it did. A cleverly written lawsuit that makes its way to the Supreme
Court
can have real ramifications.
In some cases, you're right. But these sorts of things, there's four or five of these elements that we talk about with regularity that are so watched by people on both sides that you can't slip a Mickey into that scenario. Some of the stuff you can, but in these cases, there's too much scrutiny.
But who
going
can
on,
stop
Victoria?
The Supreme Court? If the Supreme Court rules something, that's it.
Well, I think you waste, and I say this lovingly, a lot of time and effort and energy worrying about it, because there's not much at this point that we can do. I think you watch things as they come along, one by one. Pence is a putz. His whole reason for he's such a preacher. Why did he
right, but
a
and that's the
thing.
Right, he's
alone.
A putz, and I agree with you. But his insane idealism for all these
well,
quote
some
unquote
people,
Christian
it is insane,
values.
Though. You see, that's it. There's
okay.
a
So here's the thing. First of all, I don't think our vice president is a putz. So I think that's probably a term that should be just pointed out. I think he's actually a good man, and I think he tries to do the right thing.
You don't hear me say he's a bad man. I don't agree with his...
I mean, everybody's got a moral code, and sometimes they are conflicted. So to say that somebody's
above
the other...
But who is he to tell me he may have his moral code, and God bless him, let him live his life...
Has he tried to impose his moral code on you, Doug?
I think he has.
And if so,
his
how?
Record in Indiana and
yeah.
other...
Do you live in Indiana?
To Jennifer, his
well,
radio
saying,
work,
if you listen
to some of the things he did on the radio and said on the radio and preached on the radio, it is... Not
okay.
mainstream.
And he's not limited to Indiana anymore. He is the vice president of the United States. He has
right, let's
a lot of
Jennifer
influence.
Jennifer, have her say. Go ahead, Jen.
So what the question is, first of all, whatever he did in Indiana, he was voted in to do by the voters of Indiana. So obviously he has to represent his constituents, not someone living in L.A., not someone living in New York, and not someone living in Boston. He was elected by Indiana people to do what they wanted him to do, and that's okay.
Did Part they elect two, him because they would get what they wanted, or they elect him because of his point of view? This was a good conversation yesterday, talking about representative government and the people. There was this, who's the 26-year-old woman that...
Alexandria...
In New York?
I forget her last name. Yeah something
I mean, everybody gets worked up about what people's points of view. If you really were a strict constitutionalist, we could throw out most every vote that ever was taken that wasn't based on what the people who are being represented wanted. That's
I think,
the
but,
way
but
it's supposed to work.
To sort of pare it down, the Mike Pence thing, the people that are on the left who are worried about Mike Pence's influence over President Trump when it comes to picking a new Supreme Court justice, when he's already talking about someone being conservative.
All right.
Let me finish.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
So, look, Mike Pence was elected by a representative form of government in Indiana. Mike Pence, I hate to say it, is a very good force for the president, but if you think that anybody is going to tell Donald Trump who to pick for anything, I don't know what to tell you, because it makes me laugh when I hear about Mike Pence's control over Donald Trump.
Because the truth is,
and just to get this out, if the left was so concerned about Mike Pence, they wouldn't be screaming impeach 45 every 5 seconds, because guess who will be president when you impeach Donald Trump?
Oh, I don't want Trump to get impeached.
It's going to be Mike Pence.
Oh, I've called Mike Pence assassination insurance from the jump, because no one on the left wants Pence. So for people calling for the impeachment thing, I think that's ridiculous.
Okay, so here's the. We'll end the conversation on this note, perhaps. When you look at the influence that Mike Pence had at the beginning, it was quite severe, or it was intense, or it was heavy. But you notice that a lot of the people that came in at the beginning that were picks of Pence have disappeared. They've gone. They haven't worked. It hasn't fallen into Trump's routine. I think Jennifer is right about that. I think Pence doesn't.
And the list wasn't even put together. The list with the original judges on it, that was put together by the Heritage Foundation. It wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't think that much of this has Mike Pence's fingerprints on it. And I think that you're going to get someone. I think the only thing that you can be assured of is that whoever Trump picks is going to be someone young. So look for someone in their 40s and 50s. And I do think he's probably going to let Kennedy.
How's the guy that he put in at the beginning? What's the guy's name that was?
Neil Gorsuch.
How's he doing?
But I agree with the scary thing is, though, Jen, the people on the left who are worried about civil rights and those types of issues, whether it's Roe v. Wade or gay marriage, for Pence to come out and say it's going to be a conservative judge, that's not saying it's someone who's going to read the Constitution and abide by the law. He's already made it political. He's already made it religious. That's what scares people on the left.
How much influence? The question is, how much influence does he really have?
And we don't know that answer.
No. All right. So, Jennifer, let's get to the sports news. Detroit has fired their pitching coach, but it isn't because of his performance. It's because of what he said or wrote. Yeah. What did he say or write?
He's being insensitive. The Detroit Tigers announced on Wednesday that the team has fired pitching coach Chris Bosio. They released the following statement. They said, quote, effective immediately, the Detroit Tigers have terminated the contract of pitching coach Chris Bosio for his insensitive comments that violated club policy and his uniform employee contract. The organization holds all of our personnel to the highest standards of personal conduct, both on and off the field. We have zero tolerance for this type of behavior. The club will have no further comment on this matter. End quote. It's unclear what he said and to whom he made the comments. The hiring of Bosio was seen as a big boost to the Tigers' rebuilding efforts, considering his guidance helped the Chicago Cubs win the World Series in 2016. Bosio was fired by Joe Maddon, the Cubs' manager, at the end of the 2017 season. It'll be interesting to see how this affects the club, considering that manager Ron Gardenhire deferred to Bosio's judgment on many decisions regarding the pitching staff. Rick Anderson, who is the Tigers' bullpen coach, will now be their pitching coach for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. He must have said something really bad because they got rid of somebody who's really integral to that system.
Becky Hammond has been promoted by the San Antonio Spurs, Victoria.
Yep, she's the first female in NBA history to serve as a full-time assistant, and she has now moved one seat closer to Greg Popovich. The San Antonio Spurs yesterday promoted her to the front of the bench on his staff. She's a three-time All-American player at Colorado State. She played 16 seasons in the WNBA. She was a six-time All-Star and the league's ninth leading career scorer. She was hired by the Spurs in 2014, coached the team's summer league squad to a championship in 2015, and she was actually among a group of candidates considered by the Milwaukee Bucks for the head coach position to replace Jason Kidd, who was fired in January. So she didn't make that, but she was interviewed, which was a really big deal that she has gotten that close to becoming the first female NBA coach, which is, that's huge. So she's still moving her way up the ranks.
Why not? If they're qualified, what difference does it make whether they're men or women? Qualifications lead. It's the same thing as the focus that we have all the time on race. Get the person in there who's going to do you the most good. 10 before the hour here.
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
After the hour now on the DJV program, it's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a focus on several items of interest that may affect you and your life today. Alexa is on iPhones and iPads. Very dangerous. I think Alexa is a very, very dangerous,
dangerous
tool. It is dangerous. I don't want to be listening to what's going on in my house. Well, whose business is that? No.
Yeah,
Don't try one of them in my house.
Right. Well, it is true. Alexa has been a little controversial, but you know, she's really not different from all the other digital assistants. However, now you can add Alexa to your iPhone and your iPad. Amazon rolled out an update to the Alexa app, allowing users to make requests of its digital assistant using voice commands. And so now, once you do the new update on iPhones and iPads, you can now, if you have Alexa and if Alexa is an important part of your home system, it's nice to be able to use it. It's not as easy on iPhone. Of course, Apple doesn't make anything easy for another company. So it's not as smooth as using Siri, but where you can just say, "Hey Siri," and then the phone wakes up. I just woke my phone up, actually.
Yeah.
I actually did. My phone's like, yes.
Yes.
But to trigger voice commands with Alexa on the iPhone and on iPads, you do have to open up the app. It will take a few swipings and a few things like that. Once it's open, It is similar to Google's Assistant app for iOS, and, you know, you can tap a button, and then you speak, and then you tell Alexa what you would like her to do and all that good stuff. So Amazon, Apple, and Google are for the next few years, will still be jockeying to become the number one go-to digital assistant. And most of the battles, though, take place on home speakers, which is, and that's where, like you said, Doug, where Amazon, where Alexa got controversial when she was recording that couple's conversation. They're still figuring out how that happened and why, but in May, actually, a research firm projected that Amazon Echo's share of users would be declining, so Amazon would actually be losing some of the market as rivals like Google Home and Siri kind of caught up with them. And so according to the forecast, Amazon boasts a share of nearly 60% of the smart markets, of the smart market right now. However, in the next couple of years, that's going to decline, maybe down to 50%, so we'll see a more, as Siri gets more advanced, we'll see more Siri things. Apple is releasing their own home speaker, and so with Siri, who's going to have all the same type of capabilities that Alexa has. So, and then Google Home has its own thing, too, so we'll see. But it, I agree with you, though. I don't have one of these in my home, the home speaker, because I just, you just really don't know when it's going to be listening and when it's recording.
What do you need it for? You don't need it. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to Ring, the doorbell camera system, which is releasing a new full security system, and it'll cost less than a couple of $100. Let's figure that out.
The Geek Out.
Famous for the doorbell camera, Ring is finally getting a full-on security system due to hit the market this summer. Now, the big selling point is users can break from the traditional home security model and do monitoring themselves. It'll notify you on your phone via an app if there's any problems, or you can still pay $10 a month for traditional monitoring. Buyers can install this simple system themselves. It comes with a keypad, sensors, backup battery, and an alarm, and you can buy additional sensors if the base kit doesn't cover it. Now, remember, Ring was recently purchased by Amazon, and the biggest impact of that is that it hits the market at just $199. We hope to review the Ring security system soon, and we'll keep you posted on how good it is at the Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, those of you who have AOL, and remember, Instant Messenger, here's something like Phoenix. Phoenix has risen from the ashes.
Yes, AOL's Instant Messenger, better known as AIM, or I'm, as some people say, it's now called AIM Phoenix, and it is the messaging application that everybody remembers from the late 90s and the early 2000s. It's back. But this time, it's not run by America Online. It actually is run by a new company, or a different company, called Wildman Productions. It's a nonprofit gaming development team, and so it's no longer affiliated with AOL, so you won't have access to your old buddy list or messages. However, you can still snag the same username that you always dreamed of and the one that you used back in the 90s when you first started instant messaging people. So all you need to do is go to the AIM Phoenix website. You can Google that, and then you'll be prompted to download the system, and you can choose from all kinds of different models. They have a 1.0 all the way to AIM Lite, and then you can register for an account and log in using your new credentials, and you can start instant messaging people again, except no one's probably going to be on the other end.
Yay! All right, 59 after the hour here on today's DJV.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.